Oh, I'm just a breath of fresh air, aren't I? More rain expected, a couple more hours.
I know, how depressing.
You know, not more than 12 minutes ago, I gave the forecast after Gary's news that said, well, the rain and thunder should be ending around 10 o'clock.
Yes, and you just added 2 hours to that.
Awesome. Awesome stuff.
Thank you so much.
Jan Musin joins us now from DeBrine Seed Company. And
we don't need any more rain. Thank you very much.
You sure?
We can go without it for just a little bit now. Well, I haven't watered my garden in I don't know how long.
You know, that's not necessarily a bad thing, though.
Not necessarily, because nature's water is always better than what I get out of the tap. So
right.
That's good. But sometimes it gets a little soggy, and we're seeing
sure.
lots of problems due to overwatering.
So before we get into some of the gardening stuff, I wanted to touch on this story again, since I've got, a co-host this morning. And it was a story that I talked about earlier today. And I find this pretty amazing, to be completely honest with you. A guy, his name, and then we talked about this during the 5 and 6 o'clock hours. His name is Andrew Rector. He's a 26-year-old who went to a New York Yankees-Boston Red Sox game, Jan.
Mm-hmm.
And he fell asleep at the game.
Okay.
Well,
obviously he needed a nap. Okay.
Apparently he needed a nap, yes. Now, ESPN was broadcasting this game of the Yankees and Red Sox, and they kind of poked fun at him, all in kind of like, you know, soft humor, like, hey, you know, his neck's going to be sore, and, his buddy let him fall asleep. He's suing ESPN for defamation charges totaling up to $10 million.
Wow.
$10
million. $10 million. Well, that's just silly. I'm sorry.
Now, the story gets worse. His attorney says that they called him too stupid and fatty, unintelligent. None of these things were said by the ESPN broadcasters. He's lying, essentially. Now, they're saying that maybe he thinks that because the people who commented on this story, trolling is the term, commented on the story, maybe the ESPN broadcaster said it too. No, they didn't say that.
No, so then he has to sue the people that were...
So this is just a money grab.
Yes.
Essentially, he's looking for $10 million in defamation charges.
So, hey, way to get money, fall asleep at a major baseball game where ESPN is broadcasting.
Hopefully, he gets thrown out of court. If you want to see the video, You Make the Calls is worthy going to trial. You can find it at WHTC.com. Just look for the WHTC in the Morning blog page, and we've got that posted up there this morning. But
I just thought it was good-natured banter, kind of.
It would be like you and me if we saw Brent fall asleep. We went, what the heck is he doing?
Yeah,
went too many cocktails yesterday.
Must be a really long song over
there. Yeah, they got Freebird playing or something over there.
Really?
I never knew this, but the whole Freebird thing at a concert when people yells out Freebird, that actually came from kind of a mentor of mine, Kevin Matthews. You know that name?
Yeah.
He started that.
Really?
I didn't know he started that back when he was in Chicago. During his Chicago radio days.
Okay.
Maybe not necessarily started, but he definitely catapulted it to new levels, telling people to scream out Freebird.
I didn't know that.
I didn't either. And I saw an interview from a long time ago when he was significantly younger and significantly smaller around the midriff. And he was talking about that. So that was kind of cool to see that I've got kind of a connection to such a popular pop. I don't know what to call it, event in history.
Event
I don't know.
Or phenomenon.
Phenomenon,
or yeah.
Thank you.
So, how fun is that? Yeah, wow.
Anyway, now that we've done our tangent for the day, let's get back to something. I like what I said earlier, problem time of the year, and you said the list that you've given me barely scratches the surface of all the things that you've gotten brought into the office and people showing leaves and bugs and different stuff. You really do need a drive-through window. Next. All right, what do you got?
Wow, on Saturday morning, I was beginning to think that. I mean, get in line with your branches and your bugs, and Jan will take a look at them. It got kind of hairy there. We had everybody looking at stuff.
All right, well, maybe this will help solve some of the issues. What are some of the main problems that people are questioning you about right now?
Okay, right now, powdery mildew, that white powdery stuff that's on your squash, pumpkin, whatever leaves,
mm-hmm.
really prevalent right now because we've had so much rain and it's so humid outside. And there's not enough air circulation around the plants and it gets that viral powdery mildew disease.
Yeah.
Fungicide on it will it won't cure what's there, but it will prevent it from spreading, and it can kill the plant. So you do want to do something about that. So that powdery mildew, definitely number one. But number two is all these wacko diseases like mosaic that are spread by insects that are in the trees and in the bushes and in the garden, and it kind of makes the leaves kind of mottled. And, you know, people are, well, I don't see any insects, so they just did enough damage, ate enough there, and then they hopped off to cause this problem. So it's best to keep a really sharp eye on your garden, especially when it's this moist outside.
Yeah.
Preventative fungicides when it gets this wet outside.
Well, it doesn't look like it right now, but I can guarantee the sun will show up today. Maybe in the afternoon.
And that'd be a great time to get out there and put down some fungicide on your garden and
sure.
on your trees and your bushes and anywhere you're starting to see these problems. Rose bushes, oh my gosh, I can't tell you how many roses have come in the last week alone of problems with that.
What's happening to our tomatoes?
The blossom end rot is happening now. That's when the bottom half of your tomato is all black.
Oh, good.
And it's caused by a calcium deficiency.
Really?
But the problem isn't just throwing calcium there. The problem is the soil, there's not enough water in the soil that's moving the calcium up into mm-hmm. the plant. It got really dry and then really wet and then really dry and then really wet, and that's impeding the amount of calcium that's getting up. You can spray it with calcium, and that really helps the plant. You don't have to worry about that. If you've got it in containers, this happens more in containers than in the ground, just make sure you keep that soil evenly moist. Even put some mulch over top of it to prevent that from happening. You might want to add something that's got some calcium in it just to make a little extra in there. And a lot of times if it's in the garden, it's just the first couple of tomatoes that will be that way, and then hopefully after that it will go away. But it can also happen to, like, peppers and eggplants and other vegetables too. So when you see that bottom half black, it's blossom end rot,
now
and
you,
it looks nasty.
You said that we keep the ground sufficiently moist.
But not wet.
So this weather has something to do with it then?
This is getting – it's almost over-soaking the ground, and
okay.
what happens is – the plants get oxygen through the ground, not through the air. And the oxygen in the ground is in the spaces between the soil. Well, right now there's no spaces between the soil because it's all filled with water.
Should we put little umbrellas?
So basically it can drown.
We should put little umbrellas over our plants then, is what you're saying.
You know, that wouldn't be a bad idea sometimes if you could just wring out that soil.
Yeah.
Because once it gets so wet, it's really hard. You know, all of a sudden the bottom leaves start turning yellow and falling off, and leaves all start to fold over. And it's just lots and lots of problems like that right now.
You know, speaking of our weather, I have to make this quick mention. I made a boo-boo before the CBS News, and we didn't mention this when we were talking about the that New York Yankees suing for $10 million. But before CBS, I mentioned how Kentwood got hit with a tornado, the story was that the National Weather Service could not track the tornado because by the time the radar rounded all the way around the screen, it was touchdown and gone. They confirmed that it was a high-end EF1 tornado that touched down in Kentwood.
That makes it
feel
better.
I said EF5.
But see, you were thinking out of five.
That's
one
like
out of five.
Demolished Grand Canyon, you know, left after the wake of the tornado.
Like a mile wide.
Yes.
Okay.
We had an EF1 tornado in Kentwood, not an EF5.
Okay, because I was very impressed that the radar could not pick up an EF5.
We got to fire the people at the National Weather Service. What the heck are they doing? My goodness.
But an EF1 is bad enough.
That's like the equivalent of radio stations not covering 9/11 on 9/11. Like, what the heck are you doing, you know?
We're playing music right now, yeah.
We can't interrupt Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Heaven forbid. But, yeah, those poor people got no advance warning. Thankfully, no one was hurt.
Anyway, the reason I brought it up because I think it has some relation to do with this. Well, the weather right now, the rain that we're getting is just – it's nonstop, it seems like.
It's you know, like you finally get a day to dry out, and then you get a couple more days. And then it's like I heard 50s again at night. And, you know, if you want peppers to really grow and tomatoes mm-hmm. to really grow, we need some warm nights.
Yeah.
We don't need 50-degree nights.
We got a couple of minutes left. If you've got a call for Jan, you can reach us here at 395-1450. And I ask this every week, but is there still more stuff we can put in the garden?
Yeah, you can still. We still have people coming in for their green beans, doing a couple more plantings of those. Not a problem. Radish, carrots, some beets, cucumbers, you know, that's good. Right now you can put in broccoli seed, Brussels sprouts, cabbage, and cauliflower seed. And then that will be ripe in the fall when the weather is cooler, and that's like perfect timing. So if you want a late season broccoli, if you've got some room in the garden right now, put those seeds in right now for a late harvest this fall. You always, you know, kind of think about succession gardening. You know, once one thing is done, we plant something else to keep that going.
Good morning. What's your name?
Lloyd.
Go ahead, Lloyd.
Good morning, Jan. I have a question.
Sure.
We have some a watermelon plant.
Yep.
And something is eating the leaves, and we do have rabbits running around the yard. Do rabbits eat watermelon leaves?
You know, they possibly could. It wouldn't be the tastiest, but, you know, if it's green, they'll probably eat it. I guess I would spray them off if I were you with something like Liquid Fence or one of those things.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, last year we had planted a variety of different herbs around our raised garden, mm-hmm. and we had beans in the center, and it left them. The bunnies did not bother them. Do you know right off the top of your head what herbs those are?
Oh, they're not terribly fond of mint is one thing I know that they don't like, but mint takes over, so you probably don't want to. You could probably put those in pots, but otherwise uh-huh. not. Let me see, what other one don't they like? Cilantro is something that they're not terribly fond of. Parsley they'll eat. They'll eat dill. I'm trying to think of what they eat at my house, and they don't eat. They don't touch, for some strange reason, my oregano.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's another thing that you could plant, too. Yeah, I've got a whole list of these at work, of companion okay. plants and things like that. But you could give me a call at work, too, and I could look that up for you. But I know that those three they don't like.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
Yep.
All right, thanks, Lloyd. I appreciate the call. We're out of time now with Jan, but I wanted to give you a chance to mention that you got a sidewalk sale coming up, right?
Yes. City of Zealand's having the big car show this weekend, but we always fall in, and we have sidewalk sales Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. I never know what Ken's going to pull out and put on the sidewalk sales, so it's
Ken,
always
what are you
a surprise. We put up a tent in the front parking lot, and it's great fun.